From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new report finds the number of homes involved in some stage of foreclosure declined last month. Rick Sharga with the private research firm Realty Track, which released the report.
The good news is foreclosure activity was down by 3% from April. The bad news is that we set a new record for the number of bank repossessions in a single month.
Some analysts say the reason for the leveling off of new foreclosure notices may be that banks are simply letting delinquent borrowers remain in their homes longer while lenders work through the glut of foreclosed homes now on the market. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is accusing BP of stalling payments of claims by Gulf Coast residents affected by the oil spill.
Well, as of a couple of days ago, over 50% of the claims of lost income hadn't been paid. And you've got claims that have been open for weeks. We've been asking now for weeks to access to their data to let us know how long have claims been open.
BP is insisting it will pay all legitimate claims, and it says it has the financial reserves to handle all of the expenses from the massive oil spill in the Gulf. President Obama focuses on a different aspect of the oil spill today, the grief of the families of the workers killed when BP's oil rig in the Gulf exploded. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the president will be meeting with relatives of the workers today.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president wants to offer condolences to their families, and he also wants to learn from them.
What their family was telling them about safety conditions and what type of changes can and must be made in the regulatory framework to ensure that deep water drilling that goes forward is done in a way that is safe and not life-threatening.
The president hopes to eventually continue deep water drilling as part of what he calls a comprehensive energy strategy. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
House and Senate conferees begin work today on a final version of legislation overhauling the nation's financial regulations. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the lawmakers will be resolving differences between the versions of the bill passed by the House and Senate.
The House bill creates a more independent agency to police consumer loans. The Senate bill creates stricter rules on banks when it comes to certain types of proprietary trading. Both bills include government audits of the Federal Reserve, but differ in approach. During the meetings, lawmakers representing each chamber will argue for what should end up in the final bill. Republicans and Democrats are eager to make their case in the televised meetings. Expect debate to continue through the end of the month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Stocks are rallying on Wall Street. Analysts are citing new numbers on employment showing the total number of people still receiving jobless benefits after an initial week of assistance falling by about 250,000 to 4.5 million at the end of May. That is the lowest level in nearly a year and a half. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 201 points at 10,100. The Nasdaq is up 43. This is NPR News from Washington. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the offensive in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar will last into early fall. McChrystal was talking to reporters today at a NATO summit in Brussels. It took nearly 50 years, but the Chicago Blackhawks are once again in possession of the Stanley Cup. Chicago downed the Philadelphia Flyers last night to win the National Hockey League championship. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the final Chicago goal in overtime touched off a wave of celebration in the city.
A little over 4 minutes into overtime, the Blackhawks fans gathered at Harry Carey's Tavern on Chicago's Navy Pier watched 21-year-old superstar Patrick Kane rifle a low shot from a bad angle. No goal light went on, so like the TV announcers, the fans initially thought the Flyers goalie stopped the puck. Once they realized Kane actually scored the game-winning goal, the celebration began for Chicago's first Stanley Cup championship since 1961. A relieved Antoinette Dickens admits she'd been nervous Philadelphia would force the series to go to a Game 7.
I hate sudden death overtime. I hate it in hockey. I really do. It makes me too nervous. So I'm just glad that we scored first.
The win marks an amazing turnaround as the Blackhawks went from being one of the worst teams in the league 3 years ago to now the best. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Because this is Africa.
The sound of Shakira singing the World Cup song. She's one of the stars involved in the lead-up to the soccer tournament.
This time for Africa.
The kickoff concert for the World Cup includes a host of Africa's best musicians. Today in Johannesburg, the actual soccer competition begins tomorrow. The U.S. team has its opening match Saturday against Britain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.